This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday 13, July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm night across Israel, with a gentle breeze making it pleasant in Tel Aviv and surrounding areas. Meanwhile, Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, perfect for those taking a late-night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, UNNet reports, just in, fears of a U.S.-Iran war are escalating. Fighting has intensified around the Strait of Hormuz following U.S. strikes on Iran. This comes after an Iranian attack on a container ship left one crew member missing. Also, 24 News reports coming in now. U.S. Central Command has completed another round of strikes on Iran. The aim is to degrade Iran's capability to attack international shipping in the strategic Strait of Hormuz. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom, there was a night of escalation as the U.S. launched another wave of strikes in Iran. CENTCOM announced the strikes are aimed at impairing Iran's ability to attack commercial vessels. Separately, Walla reports earlier today concerning rehabilitation challenges. Only 27% of terror attack victims have returned to work, with 35% not working at all. Families are facing significant challenges. And finally, Australian Jewish News reports from earlier today that a Jewish family in Adelaide was targeted. The Jewish Community Council of South Australia condemned the act as a shocking, cowardly act. Here's what people are saying online. I24NEWS English shared video footage just minutes ago. It shows U.S. Central Command forces striking Iranian military targets. Joe Truesman, an analyst, posted earlier today. He reports the IRGC claimed a third round of retaliatory strikes against the U.S., targeting fuel and defense systems in Kuwait. John Spencer, a military expert, also posted earlier today, he noted that CENTCOM forces used various attack methods against Iranian military sites, marking a first-time use of certain drones. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the tensions in the Strait of Hormuz, Ynet reports that the U.S. intensified strikes on Iran after an Iranian attack on a container ship. This escalation raises fears of a broader conflict that could disrupt international shipping routes crucial for global trade. Turning to the continuing U.S. strikes on Iran, I-24 News details that U.S. Central Command aims to curb Iran's ability to threaten shipping lanes. The latest operations reflect increasing military engagement as tensions soar between the two nations. Meanwhile, the report from Israel Hayom highlights a night of increased military activity. The strikes by the U.S. aim to target Iran's capacity to harm commercial vessels. This move follows earlier assaults, indicating a significant escalation in hostilities. On the domestic front, Walla's report on rehabilitation issues reveals concerning statistics. Many victims of terror attacks struggle to return to their pre-attack employment levels. This highlights ongoing economic and psychological challenges faced by affected families. Lastly, the report from the Australian Jewish News brings attention to a disturbing incident in Adelaide. The targeting of a Jewish family underscores the persistent issue of antisemitism. This act has drawn condemnation and calls for increased protection measures. On the economic front. First, according to CTEC, industry leaders from major tech companies like AppsFlyer and Monday.com discussed the evolving skills needed for future tech workers. Their insights stress the importance of critical thinking and innovation. Separately, Walla Business reports that the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange saw sharp declines following comments by former U.S. President Trump. His rhetoric reignited fears about geopolitical tensions, causing market instability. And finally, Israel Hayom Business covers Bank Hapoalim's new initiative targeting young savers. The bank has launched a unique platform for children, available through its app, allowing for early financial education. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.